OCN London ESOL International Listening Exam, Level C1. There are three parts to this listening exam. Part 1. You will hear 10 questions or statements. You will hear each question or statement twice. For each question or statement, select the correct answer. You will now have 2 minutes to read the questions before listening to the recordings. Number 1.
How about we take a trip to Paris next weekend to celebrate your birthday? How about we take a trip to Paris next weekend to celebrate your birthday?
Number 2.
Anna told me that you are moving houses next month. Do you need some help? Anna told me that you are moving houses next month. Do you need some help?
Number 3.
How is your mother? You told me she was admitted in the hospital last time we spoke. How is your mother? You told me she was admitted in the hospital last time we spoke.
Number 4.
What do you think of my new haircut? What do you think of my new haircut?
Number 5.
Can I get you something to drink from the bar? Can I get you something to drink from the bar?
Number 6.
How long does it take you to get to work every morning? How long does it take you to get to work every morning?
Number 7.
Who is responsible for the house decoration? Who is responsible for the house decoration?
Number 8.
What are you planning to do today after work? What are you planning to do today after work?
Number 9.
I didn't expect him to react like that. I didn't expect him to react like that.
Number 10.
What do you think will happen next? What do you think will happen next?
This is the end of part one. Part two. There is one recording of a conversation for part two. You will hear it twice. Answer the 10 questions about this conversation. You will now have 2 minutes to read the questions before listening to the recording. Now listen to the broadcast and answer the 10 questions.
Hello, you have called the Lemon Garden. My name is Holly. How can I assist you?
Yes, hello. I would like to make a reservation for this Saturday.
Great. How many people is the reservation for?
There will be 4 adults, 3 children, and an 11-month-old baby. So we will need a baby chair if possible.
Of course. Let me just note that. All right then, a reservation for 7 people and a baby seat. What time do you want to come?
We want to eat around 8 p.m, so we will come around 7 p.m. Also, is it possible to bring a birthday cake beforehand and have the waiters to bring it out as a surprise after dinner?
Absolutely, we can do that. When will you be bringing the cake?
On Saturday, around 3 p.m.
Ah, the kitchen opens at 3 p.m, so if you could come after 3:30 p.m, that would be great.
That works for me. Do you sing the birthday song when hosting birthdays? What is the procedure?
Well, first, you make the reservation and arrange the cake, and on the agreed time, your assigned waiter and the rest of the staff come out with the cake and sing to the birthday boy or girl. And then we cut the cake and serve slices to everyone at the table. And before you leave, you can take the rest of the cake home if you wish.
That's great. Well then, do you need anything else from me?
I just need a name and phone number to complete the reservation.
Make the reservation under John Brown, and my number is 555 462 0148. Oh, I just remembered. One of the people joining us is vegetarian. Are there any vegan or vegetarian options on your menu?
Yes, absolutely. We have a vegetarian menu with lots of appetizers, main dishes and some desserts. We even have vegan cocktails if you're interested.
Well, that is great. Just one more question. Does the restaurant have a parking space?
Unfortunately, we are on a very busy road and we don't provide that service. But there is a parking facility just 2 blocks away. If you show them the confirmation message from us, they will give you a 20% discount on your total cost.
Really? Well, that will do then.
So, to recap, 7 people and a baby on Saturday the 19th at 7 p.m. and you are bringing a cake around 3:30. Is that correct?
Yes, exactly. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Brown. See you on Saturday.
You will now hear the conversation one further time.
Hello, you have called the Lemon Garden. My name is Holly. How can I assist you?
Yes, hello. I would like to make a reservation for this Saturday.
Great. How many people is the reservation for?
There will be 4 adults, 3 children and an 11-month-old baby. So we will need a baby chair if possible.
Of course. Let me just note that. All right then, a reservation for 7 people and a baby seat. What time do you want to come?
We want to eat around 8 p.m, so we will come around 7 p.m. Also, is it possible to bring a birthday cake beforehand and have the waiters to bring it out as a surprise after dinner?
Absolutely, we can do that. When will you be bringing the cake?
On Saturday, around 3 p.m.
Ah, the kitchen opens at 3 p.m, so if you could come after 3:30 p.m, that would be great.
That works for me. Do you sing the birthday song when hosting birthdays? What is the procedure?
Well, first you make the reservation and arrange the cake, and on the agreed time, your assigned waiter and the rest of the staff come out with the cake and sing to the birthday boy or girl. And then we cut the cake and serve slices to everyone at the table. And before you leave, you can take the rest of the cake home if you wish.
That's great. Well then, do you need anything else from me?
I just need a name and phone number to complete the reservation.
Make the reservation under John Brown, and my number is 555-462-0148. Oh, I just remembered. One of the people joining us is vegetarian. Are there any vegan or vegetarian options on your menu?
Yes, absolutely. We have a vegetarian menu with lots of appetizers, main dishes and some desserts. We even have vegan cocktails if you're interested.
Well, that is great. Just one more question. Does the restaurant have a parking space?
Unfortunately, we are on a very busy road and we don't provide that service. But there is a parking facility just 2 blocks away. If you show them the confirmation message from us, they will give you a 20% discount on your total cost.
Really? Well, that will do then.
So, to recap, 7 people and a baby on Saturday the 19th at 7 p.m. and you are bringing a cake around 3:30. Is that correct?
Yes, exactly. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Brown. See you on Saturday.
This is the end of part 2. Part 3. There is one recording of a broadcast for part 3. You will hear it twice. Answer the 10 questions about this broadcast. You will now have 2 minutes to read the questions before listening to the recording.
Working in a women's shelter has taught me many things, both about women's rights, as well as about my inner self and the unique personal way that I regard my womanhood. When we first opened the shelter, our collective comprised of four girls that had a dream of helping women and children who were in immediate danger. It took only a couple of days after our opening to get the shelter running at maximum capacity, and we were faced with two very serious issues. On the one hand, the shelter had a major need of more space and personnel, which, of course, demanded funds, and at the same time, we had to tend to those women whose difficulties we sometimes felt not ready to handle. Taking action was imperative to us, and doing so in a financially accommodating way would be our only ticket out of bankruptcy. Then the idea of the open kitchen came along. While in the grounds of the shelter, we saw that the kitchen area was the most loved one among the women that we were hosting, and that they were spending time there not just to make food, but rather seeing it as a recreational activity. After hosting a meeting with our guests and our collective, we decided that we were going to join our forces and try to make some money while allowing these women to feel a sense of purpose and belonging. For a whole year, we would join all sorts of festivals across the country and offer the visitors a warm meal. The result was great memories, of course, and also we managed to make enough money in order to buy a new facility and found a few sponsors along the way. Now, located in our new building, we have the chance to host more women in need, and by the kind help of our sponsors, we can afford to hire more personnel or even employ one of the women in our care as a caregiver for the others. However, our goal as a shelter is not to offer a temporary solution to our guests, but to offer them a lifelong lodge. Our aim is the creation of a sense of community between the women, and we make sure that they are getting enough social, psychological, and educational help from us so that if one day, and I say if, because that may never happen and that is perfectly acceptable, so if one day these women want to go out in society, they will have the necessary foundation. Nowadays, we are looking into expanding our network and getting more spaces so that more and more women in critical situations can have a safe haven.
You will now hear the conversation one further time.
Working in a women's shelter has taught me many things, both about women's rights, as well as about my inner self and the unique personal way that I regard my womanhood. When we first opened the shelter, our collective comprised of four girls that had a dream of helping women and children who were in immediate danger. It took only a couple of days after our opening to get the shelter running at maximum capacity, and we were faced with two very serious issues. On the one hand, the shelter had a major need of more space and personnel, which, of course, demanded funds, and at the same time, we had to tend to those women whose difficulties we sometimes felt not ready to handle. Taking action was imperative to us, and doing so in a financially accommodating way would be our only ticket out of bankruptcy. Then the idea of the open kitchen came along. While in the grounds of the shelter, we saw that the kitchen area was the most loved one among the women that we were hosting, and that they were spending time there not just to make food, but rather seeing it as a recreational activity. After hosting a meeting with our guests and our collective, we decided that we were going to join our forces and try to make some money while allowing these women to feel a sense of purpose and belonging. For a whole year, we would join all sorts of festivals across the country and offer the visitors a warm meal. The result was great memories, of course, and also we managed to make enough money in order to buy a new facility and found a few sponsors along the way. Now, located in our new building, we have the chance to host more women in need, and by the kind help of our sponsors, we can afford to hire more personnel or even employ one of the women in our care as a caregiver for the others. However, our goal as a shelter is not to offer a temporary solution to our guests, but to offer them a lifelong lodge. Our aim is the creation of a sense of community between the women, and we make sure that they are getting enough social, psychological, and educational help from us so that if one day, and I say if, because that may never happen and that is perfectly acceptable, so if one day these women want to go out in society, they will have the necessary foundation. Nowadays, we are looking into expanding our network and getting more spaces so that more and more women in critical situations can have a safe haven.
That is the end of the assessment. You will now have 5 minutes to transfer your answers to your answer sheet and check that you have answered all of the questions.